There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence, and thank you for joining us on today. It is always a joy to worship together and to share the Word of God together. Today, we are going to take a few moments to reflect on a very familiar passage. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 13. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Sometimes I forget how much emphasis people place on look and appearances until it slaps me across the face. I was in a car with a group of people being driven from the airport to attend the funeral of a friend. There were several of us in the car, and one of the individuals was on his cell phone. Well, the gentleman said, like Mother B. The person speaking on the phone commented or asked a question, and the person in the car was trying to maintain the conversation, attempting to discuss in code their impression of the physical appearance of someone in the car, one of the passengers. Perhaps they did not know that I was familiar with Mother B, and I fully understood the context of what was being discussed. She was a godly woman, and to me, a beautiful woman with a heart of gold, who might not receive a second glance in a crowded room, but someone who others would run to if they needed prayer. I thought to myself how beautiful she really was, and that maybe that gentleman somehow didn't fully appreciate what I appreciated about her. Perhaps I was wrong. But at any rate, I understood the insinuation. The person under discussion perhaps was not as beautiful as they anticipated. And as I listened, I just took a deep breath. Sometimes we're so busy assessing others that we forget to find out who they really are. And in doing so, we reveal who we really are. Many identify 1 Corinthians as their favorite chapter for just this reason. It tells us what love is, not dressed up, prettied up for public consumption, but the love we must all seek to understand, the love we must seek to cherish and strive to have if we want to be like the Master. Love stands tall, regardless to the natural height of those who possess it. When we turn the key and unlock the secret, we know that we can walk and stand with dignity regardless to the actions of others. Their behavior impacts us but does not control us. I've heard several women share how they treat their ex-husband's wife. It was a fascinating conversation because in spite of the fact that in some of these cases, the husband may have started a relationship with the person before ending their previous marriage, these women deliberately worked not to be resentful and hateful. In fact, they did just the opposite. As one said, "I know my children were watching me. They were going to treat her the way that I treated her. And I wanted my children to treat her right. And I wanted her to treat my children right." God gave this woman the strength to act with love and consideration whenever she spoke of this individual in her own home, when she came in contact with her, not because it was easy, but because he was giving her the grace to make the best situation possible for her children. He was giving her the grace to be strong enough to allow him to help her not to hold on to bitterness, resentment, none of that. She had to be able to stand and show love. And in the process of doing that, in the fullness of time, God brought someone else into her life who loved her and cared for her as she deserved. That's how love works. Sometime, in spite of situations, as well as because of situations. Was it hard for her to do what she did? Absolutely. But showing kindness was also necessary. Love can reach out a hand of congratulations when a person is heartbroken at their loss. Perhaps it was a failure to achieve a promotion on their job. Perhaps it was even a competition of some kind. Perhaps the person who won may not have even deserved to win. It's all beside the point. Because from my vantage point, I have to do what is right. I have to show love in spite of. Love prays for those faceless, nameless individuals who are victims of child abuse, elder abuse, and all kinds of mistreatment. Not because these are individuals I know personally, but because they are God's children, and my prayers will help bring comfort and hope. Love does not give up. Set as your goal in life that even after the Lord calls you into judgment, your reserve of prayers for loved ones and those in need, those who are lost, that these prayers will continue to have impact because you've laid up prayers in reserve for the future that will continue to reap results even after your lips have been silenced. Love enters into the darkest corner of the earth as a beam of light to those who live in darkness Except we reach out in prayer, the darkness will continue. It is our prayers that bring light and hope, and through our prayers, the Lord is working miracles, miracles that we will not see in this life. But He'll one day show us the impact of those prayers, prayers that are sent forth on the wings of love, prayers that can go anywhere and affect change. What does love look like? 1 Corinthians 13 tells us, as we reflect on this chapter, try to think of people you know who embody these attributes. Love doesn't have to spend a lot of time talking about love. Love is too busy actually living the principles of love. There's no doubt when love is present. Talent is wonderful. Faith is beautiful. But without love to guide them, their value diminishes. Sacrifice is powerful. But unless influenced by love's purity, it is fruitless. Even when betrayed, love maintains the power to trust, to believe, and to forgive. Love cannot allow the darkness of grudges and hatred to hide in the heart. There are many things in life that will fail us, but love does not have that capacity. Is it not love that caused God to offer His only Son? We, you and I, were lost. But thank God we weren't lost to love. We cannot be lost to love. And we cannot allow others to be lost to the love that prompts us to reach out in prayer, asking God to save, to renew, to strengthen, to keep from evil. Love forgives and forgives and refuses to hold a grudge ever. Lord, help us to release resentment in our heart even today. Help us to not hold on to that which is evil, proclaiming it to be justice. If it is darkness, if it is hatred, if it is anger, Lord, help us to release it and help us to hold on to You. Fill our hearts with love. Love forces us to our knees to pray for the ability to love those who have wronged us, those who have been judged by the world to be unlovable, too unattractive, too evil, murderers, rapists, the worst of the worst. Lord, help us to love as You love. We cry out to You that we might love as You have loved us, in spite of, because of, and when there appears no hope, we will love, for we will share the love that You put in our hearts. We are incapable of producing that love on our own. It is our natural inclination to love only those who love us. But You have required more of us. Lord, help us, for we cannot do it on our own. Everything we find valuable, treasured, all the prophecies, all the glory, it will all fade, except that most precious gift, the gift of love. Dear God, grant us that we might seek this treasure, that we might both hide it in our heart and give it away simultaneously. It is the one intangible that can only grow by sharing. Help us to love as you have loved us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in His Presence.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at In His Presence at NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.